A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 16th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We think the problem that we've had is largely that the political elite, the culture that has been created over years, the culture of impunity where when people perpetrate political violence or violence against political opponents, it is glorified and dignified and celebrated as bravery. When it is done against those that are deemed inhuman, those that are deemed less human, because they are either selling out the country or for whatever reason, it is celebrated. But when it takes place in-house, it is then denied and called just mere murder.
Indaba enzima kakhulu ukuthi bekulokumisana njalo unit e-ground ngesandla ngemva kokugqabulana kwabantu ngolwesihlanu. So lapha abasakwazi ukuthi kuyini okuza kwenzakala bengaqeda ukumisana bona ngokwabo kuyini okuza kwenzakala emagumeni ngoba abantu abasenakuhlaliseka kakuhle bayasabela impilo zabo. Hayi, sinoti mirizhonga yakaitika inyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Tinoti mirizhonga iyi inokonzereswa nekuti vanhu vanoregererwa kwenguva yakareba vachityora mutemo, vachiponda vanhu, vachiuraya vanhu, vachibira vanhu, vachirepa vanhu, vachiita zvavanoda nenyaya yokuti vanoti ivo vanhu vari kusapota bato rematongerwo enyika ravanenge vasarudza.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence.
Intra-party political violence turned deadly on Saturday in Manyame Park in Chitungwiza after a ruling ZANU-PF member allegedly murdered two of his colleagues before allegedly committing suicide earlier today.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project and Heal Zimbabwe Trust, organizations that monitor political violence, have slammed political leaders, especially the ruling ZANU-PF party, for not coming out to condemn the rising cases of political violence.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Asi, tirikuona kuti mamwe masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu nekuongorora nyaya dzemhirizhonga akaita sana Zimbabwe Peace Project nana Heal Zimbabwe Trust ari kushora zvikuru vatungamiri venyika nevatungamiri vemapato akasiyana siyana ose asi vachiti kunyanya rezanu PF nekusabuda pachena vachibuda vachitiwo havakurudzire kuti munyika munge muchiita mhirizhonga nekuti vari kutivo kana mhirizhonga yatanga iko zvino kuzoti panosvika sarudzo 2018 panenge pasina kumira zvakanaka gibs
vacho njalo civil blessing but nxa kuti kungaqalisa katesi kuyave kufiwa pela nxa sokubuya u-2018 ye zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona kunangapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing zulu siyaphila sibili ye singazi khonapho okwenzakala echitungwiza okwenzakale kakhulu abantu lapho sebegamulana sizwile ke ukuthi kulo mlandeli webandla lezanu PF oyedwa konakale ke eChitungwiza blessing njengokutsho kwakho lapho agamule khona abantu kanye bangaba babili abaganyulwe babhubha ye khonoku kulandela lokho kuthiwa i-factionalism kuzanu PF so sizwile njalo lokuthi kube kwaba lobudlwangudlwangu lapho kuze kubotshwe khona abantu be-MDCT ade betshengisela ezidaladini besithi sebediniwe ngalokhu okwenzakala eZimbabwe bathi akula msebenzi njalo bayahlukuluzwa ngabalandeli bezanu PF kuzobuya ke abafundi beze naso njengakhonokho okutshiloyo njalo blessing kungazani bebegijima ezidaladini halale besithi kungazani ukuthi babhadale imali kunzima so kunenge okwenzakalayo sulukuzwa ke nganizwi likandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu ukuze lingene kuhlelo nasinombolo lifone kanye selifone lakhona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 ntembo ukuthi bayizwile namba kunjalo ko
I think we have our first guest, that is a human rights lawyer and a senior researcher for Human Rights Watch, Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening, blessing and gifts. How are you guys?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. I think we have another. Who else do you have, Gibbs?
I think we've got Mr. Israel Moyo,
Israel
who's
Moyo.
An independent political commentator.
Mr. Moyo, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Moyo, since you are in Zimbabwe right now. So tell us about some incidents of violence that you are hearing there, especially political violence. What is going on?
It's a sad day for Zimbabwe again to hear that we have lost two people through political violence. Now, this is a culture like the first observer made that it has been allowed to perpetuate for a very long time. I think since independence, we have always believed in solving problems through violence. You remember the violence that rocked Zimbabwe soon after independence, around 1982 to 85, 86, 87.
Mm-hmm.
And that only ended when Joshua Nkomo succumbed to pressure. All right? Now, that could have created tranquility in Zimbabwe, but because of the COVID problems, in 2000, violence erupted again when the opposition MPC was formed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, do you believe that we could stop it through violence? Today, we've seen ZANU-PF disintegrating because of violence against the party. We are not turning against each other because we cannot tolerate diverse views. Violence has always been caused by intolerance towards diverse views. Now, what is worrying now is that in opposition action, violence is also rearing its ugly head again. Now, we ask ourselves, do we have leaders that can stand up to this monster? And my observation is that we don't seem to have such leaders. Why I'm saying so, because the main opposition party, NDC, if you remember, on Twitter, or so big. The president was in Mashonaland West where he was actually encouraging supporters to stand up and fight back whenever ZANU-PF supporters are president. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask, where have you seen fire being put out by fire? Or mm-hmm. where have you seen petrol putting out fire? Can we not end violence through peaceful means? Can we not end violence by teaching peace?
Mm-hmm.
Those now, if we don't subscribe to the notion of peace, then we can never end violence. And unfortunately, we continue to lose life. I want to bring in something maybe a little bit different from political scenario.
Mm.
If you've been watching of late Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, their supporters will sit side by side and enjoy the game because it's only a game.
Mm-hmm.
I started to think whether Highlander supporters, Dynamo supporters could do the same. They can't do that because the leaders within the teams encourage violence.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately for us, it is our duty, the enlightened, to teach these our followers that violence does not solve problems. If anything, violence perpetuates problems. But we've entrenched or we've rather embraced that culture, and to get rid of it now is a problem for Zimbabweans.
Okay.
Even in churches, there is violence.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. We'll get back to you very shortly. Blessing?
Just quickly, Mr. Mavinga, your take on this issue of political violence in Zimbabwe?
Yes, political violence in Zimbabwe remains a major problem. And one simple way of resolving it with finality is to have a professional police force that enforces the law without fear or favor. At the moment, what we have is not a professional police force because the leadership of the police is politicized and partisan. And therefore, it treats ZANU-PF supporters and people as if they are above the law. And it treats the MDC and their supporters and other opposition as if they are criminals who should be persecuted using the law. And this is the huge challenge. Until we have an impartial police force that is independent and that discharges its duties without fear or favor, we will always have these cases of police of political violence. Because, you see, there is no recourse, there is no justice, there is no punishment. People act with impunity, which means they do their criminal acts of violence knowing that they will not be arrested and they will not be brought to account. And this is the crisis that we need to confront head on. Those who want to blame political parties can do so, yes, because ZANU-PF has a free reign in terms of a monopoly on violence. But the primary challenge is to do with our police. They are not doing their job, not because they cannot do it, but because of politics. There is partisanship within the police force. If that is resolved, and if we have a political leadership that says everyone who commits a crime of violence should be brought to account, notwithstanding whether they belong to ZANU-PF or to the MDC, then within a very short period of time, you would see that this culture of violence will come to an end. There is no point in preaching to communities to stop violence because the violence is state-sponsored, it's state-sanctioned, it's coming from within the apparatus of the state.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. I think we also have Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma? Mr. Chuma?
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. We are doing great. Your reaction to this issue of political violence?
First and foremost, it must be on record that violence is a definite no. We will...
Mr. Chuma, I'm sorry, we might have to call him back. We have a bad connection. Gibbs.
Yes, Lumunzara ke uBheki Zulu ose South Africa. Baba Zulu, ungawutshona njani?
Njani?
Yeah, kunjani konapho lapho khona?
Ah, lapha iZulu nje kuphela belina nkosiyami.
Oh yeah, aliyekela lichaye inxa singadla amakhomani.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, ungathini ke ngobudlongodlongo lobo kuthiwa bukhona zibapha?
Hey, yazi le ndaba mani izisubhlungu mani ukuthi abantu bayabulalana ngendaba nje ze politics nje umuntu omdala yazi mani hey kunzima mani kanjalo mani
kwenziwa kwini kwange konoku mnumzana Zulu
mningi ngibona njengathi ikhona lokho nje ukuthi yabona abantu abasebenzi kusho ukuthi nje into nje sihlalele manje sokuyiyo nje politics yabona kube nje basebenza abantu mhlawumbe azikho zonke ukuba zikho zonke lezo zinto ukuthi baxabana manje yabo akube khona imisebenzi abantu bazophuma kule ndaba zamapolitics bakwazi ukusebenza abantu
okwehlula ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi baxoxisane ngezombusazo kuyini ukuthi wena nxa ule bandla lakho phela asithi badla lakho yindu ube la konoko omunye bese buya lenye ibandla lakhe nxa kuthiwa yikulima okwehlulayo kweni khonapho
okwehlulayo nje ukuthi sibambisane thina singabantu khona lokhu ukuphikisana uyabona vele uma kuphikiswana nje angiboni ukuthi kukhona nje okungahamba kahle ukuthi nje kuhambe kahle ukuthi sizwane singabantu baseZimbabwe sibone ukuthi singaphuma kanjani kule nkinga esibhekane nayo.
So kuphunywa njani khonapho Zulu so nxa ungathi wena usitshele sibili kuthiwa cebisa abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi baphume njani kunkemenkemeleyo kungathiwani?
Ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe baphume kule nkemenkeme mpemdala ukuthi nje laba bafuna ukuinvesta eZimbabwe bavulelwe amathuba bakwazi ukuthi bazovula amathuba emsebenzi abantu basebenze. Bona ngathi kanjalo mina kuzoba ngcono, kuzoba noshintsho sibili, umehluko kuzoba khona.
Nxa sokubuye zombangazo ke akumelanga ngilungise khonokho.
Hayi, zombangazo vele zona kumele zilungiswe kuqala bese kuzoza ke abafuna ukuinvesta. Ezombangazo zona vele uma kuliwa phela kusho ukuthi hayi akungeke kusalonga umuntu omdala, akekho umuntu ozofuna ukuinvesta lapho kuliwa khona yabo.
Hayi, yebo baba. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzane. Ungaphi lapho? Useberia, use ungabangona?
Ngilaphe Springs.
Oh, Springs. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uphenduke phela ungahamba imtjokojo.
Yebo baba, ngizophinde ngibo.
Ye, ungadinwa lokusasa, sibonge kakhulu ezulu baba.
Siyabonga baba.
Ye, so now according to Mr. Bekizulu, he's saying that he said that some people end up fighting and killing each other over some political issues that can be easily resolved, you know. He says, you know, Zimbabweans can't work together. There's a problem there. So he says the starting point maybe is to make sure that Zimbabweans fix the politics, you know. Yeah.
Let's try Mr. Chuma again. We got cut off. Mr. Chuma, you were responding to the issue of violence. Yes, you can go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much. Right. I was still saying that violence is a big no. We should never ever condone it. We should never accept it in whatever form from whatever party. And I, speaking for my party that I belong to, I know that we definitely don't condone violence. Mm-hmm. I was saying earlier on, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Right, I was saying earlier on that our late Vice President, John Landa Nkomo, even coined a statement to say, peace begins with you, peace begins with me, and peace begins with all of us. All these things are efforts to try and say, let us not engage in violence. It does not pay. It does not solve anything, actually. It leaves everything worse off than what it was before it actually began. So it is definitely abhorrent. It's archaic. It should never be allowed. Our president, in every forum that has been given, has condemned violence. And it is not party policy to be violent. I realize that, yes, there are some people within us in ZANU-PF and some that actually don't belong to us but use our name and engage in such activities. They should be brought, to book. Police must arrest such people, and definitely the courts must charge them and give them lengthy sentences so that the would-be offenders will know that if you engage in such acts, you are definitely going to rot in jail. Because that's where you belong to. If you want to be violent, you must be thrown in jail and the keys must be thrown far away so that no one will open for you again. This is no longer the time to solve issues using the coins of a sword for a sword. This is the time to sit down and dialogue and talk about it. What is more even worrying is that if you look at it, as politicians, our children are not there in the forefront of these violent acts. Why are we not putting them in the forefront if it was a good thing? But you discover that my child will be sitting pretty somewhere in USA or England or Australia or Cape Town, while other people's children are busy running up and down the streets and committing acts of violence. You find the whole president of a party telling his youths to go and be violent. And yet his children are not in the forefront. Or himself is not in the forefront. Why is not being in the forefront? Because he knows that the consequences of engaging in violence are disastrous. Lives can be lost. People can get injured. So, look, people must start learning now. Zimbabweans should wake up and smell the coffee. These people that are sending our children, our young brothers and sisters to go and perform violent acts, actually themselves don't do it at all. They share tables and dine together, wine together, and drink together. But yet when they come outside there, they tell the ordinary member of a party to go and engage in this kind of barbaric acts. And to me, I'm saying it's a no.
Thank
some you. People might say that police are partisan and stuff like that. No, but the police, their job is to definitely arrest anybody, be it from ZANU-PF or from NDC, equally, because violence is violence. Violence is no definition to say this is a violence from NDC or violence from ZANU-PF. It's just an abhorrent act. It shouldn't be allowed. We should always, always despise that kind of act. It's a no to me, and it's a no to ZANU PF. But like I said, we can have people within us who might want to get out those kind of acts. And I can tell you, that's not ZANU PF policy. That's not government policy. It's somebody who's being selfish out there.
Thank you so much. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7, a live talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about intra and inter-party political violence. Of course, it turned violent or deadly on Saturday when a ZANU-PF member allegedly murdered two of his colleagues. But what is also unfortunate is that the accused, the one who has been alleged to have committed these murders, actually committed suicide. So there's no way people will know what really happened. Tinaimwe mtereru wedu, Neva Gosho kushitunguiza. Makadi mkoma Neva? Mkoma Neva? Mkoma Neva, muripo eriparu nare?
Hello, how are
you? Tiripo, so edu.
Hello.
Kurise kushitunguiza. Nare achene ngerikuti Netsei Gibbs. But we also have messages on WhatsApp. Let's quickly read some of them. We have Tonderai who says, thanks for the news. ZANU-PF refuses always that there is no intra-party violence or there are factions. While the story is what happened and unfolding in Chitungwiza clearly demonstrates that there is indeed violence within the party. Sabina anotie zvanakira kuti iZANU-PF yatemana nematemo dai ranga riri rimwe bato vanhu vaito vhara nzeve. Milton says all we can say now is it's now the taste of ZANU-PF politics of violence. They only understand violence as far as the game of politics is concerned. Iyo ihuku yadya mazai ayo tongotarisawo tiri kumateres. And Dube says, shame to the violent ZANU-PF and its people. How can they fight in support of hunger and poverty instead of voting for other leaders? And then we also have Dokas who says, anotie Dokas, batore ZANU-PF arichina kodzero yekutonga pamusoro pemhirizhonga. Koitawo Joseph anoti, not surprised about the turn around in ZANU-PF. The infighting, the old wood is to blame. Everyone wants a chunk of the meat, of the boneless meat. That's why there's this fighting. Kennedy, Anot, yeah, if they are killing each other like that, the Bible says you reap what you sow. Zanu de Europa. And then we have Eunice who says, unofira mafufu se gonzo, mai chawawana apana, vam gabe. Vari kutotitina nyika rutivi mai yove zvino siririsa kwazvo. Nelson says this is what we call dog eat dog. No rest says is a sign that everyone in the party is in fighting for a higher position. Tulani says ZANU-PF is resorting to violence because it's clear all of them are dead politically. Peter says ZANU-PF is a party of violence. We'll read some of the comments yes. as we go.
We've got some messages on Facebook as well. One is from Nelson Shangura, who says, it shows that our president doesn't care at all about what is happening in Zimbabwe. He left the country for the G20, and we don't know why he went there, because some of these issues are very serious. So he actually urges the president to step down. Then we've got a message from Sakile, who says, you know, it's funny ukuthi lokokwenzakala abantu bebulalana thina ikanti-ke umongameli umgabe lo mnumzana otswankirayi bona bangabonana banatha bonke itiye kumbe icoffee. So she's saying that people are actually brutalizing each other. While Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tswankirayi, sometimes when they meet, they have coffee together. Then we've got Philip who says Mr. Mugabe should step down right now. And Stephen says violence must fall in Zimbabwe. We don't like this at all. And Sitlobo says, call me now. I think he left us his number.
Regati mbotra mkoma neva wambu naure yawe mbuneza. Mkoma neva makadi. Oh, nare ya mkoma neva. Ndofunga nasa wasla utibange wa chitaura. Asi regati zoki kwa muri vama vinga. Vama vinga, panga gadziris kwa sei pa dambudziko iro remirizhonga.
Chiripo nguva blessing izimu zvidikidiki. Utungamiri wemapurisa ngaudiswe, ngavazorodzwe vaende kumudzivandigere. Kutsvakwa mapurisa vakazvipira kuita basa sebasa, pasina zvekuti zvimatongerwe nyika hazvi, pasina kuti nyaya iyi inonzi zvinotongerwe nyika hatibati. Ndodambudziko ririko chete. Iko zvino vanhu vanenge vachipondana vachiurayana vachirwanda nekuti imupiwe ZANU PF. Mangwana kana asiwe ZANU PF ndiye anenge akurohwa achivharirwa muchitokisi. Hakuna mutemo chaiwo chaiwo uri kushanda mukati menyika umu pane zvinyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tinoziva isu gore ra2008 vanhu vakawanda mazana maviri nevanoraudzira vakapondwa pachena. Vanhu vakavaponda zvizvino vanozivikanwa vakadumwa nemazita, vanozivikanwa pavanogara nedzimba dzavo, asi hapana akasungwa nekuti dzinonzi inyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mapurisa havasi kuita basa. Mapurisa edu eZimbabwe vakadzidziswa, vanoziva basa, asi havasi kuita basa nekuti vari kuhwanda nemunwe wekuti inyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Saka chinongodiwa chiite kuti chiitwa apa ndechekuti mapurisa aziviswe neutungamiri hwenyika, vamugabi nevamwe ngavataure kuti mapurisa itai basa sebasa, anenge apara mhosva ngaasungwe afire mujere aende kuchikurubhi. Vanhu vakaona zvichiitwa izvi vanozotya kutyora mutemo. Iko zvino vanotitaura vachiti aiwa tiri kuzviitira musangano. Kana munhu achinge aponda anoti ini ndiri kuti ndiri kuitira kuti musangano wangu ubudirire nekuti ndaponda kana kuti ndakanganisa munhu. Nekudaro hapana kupfira kungeita dambudziko iri. Iko zvino tingaparidzira vanhu mumamisha kuti garai zvakanaka, musarova nomusadii, asi hakusiko kuti dambudziko. Dambudziko riri kumapurisa. Mapurisa akapfeka nguo dzezanu PF mukati, ngavaite basa sebasa kwete kuita zvezanu PF.
Tinotenda vamavhinga, of course, he's still on his beat that there's need for reform at the police force. Gibbs.
Yes, lomlalelo oyedwa sizambamba mpichana for 1 second. Sithatha umoyo, baba moyo. Ngamafitshane ubona zani po laba ababulalana nayo bangabotshwa yini? 1 minute ba.
Ukubotshwa bengabotshwa Mthembu, kodwa nyalalela abantu sethatha sengazani iZANU PF lomgabe yiproblem. Ngananje ukuthi khona umgabe uyadlula, mina lami ngiyadlula, nawe uzadlula. Kodwa esiza kuchiya yiculture embi eyokungalalelani lokungatholerethani. Amapholisa kubutshona bangakwenza because amapholisa ayibi act on ama-orders and ama-orders azibe labo abaibuswa ngaleso sikhathi. Ngiba ngaye ngakukhombisa ngelelangakifi ukuthi ngesikhathi sikasukasola amapholisa besitshenza ngophulisa. Namhlanje sawusola amapholisa basitshenziswa ngumgabe. Kusasa sizabasola amapholisa besitshenziswa ngomunye futhi. So okutsho ukuthi khona it is the culture esikhona that must deal with. Thina njengabantu kumele sizikhuze, sizikhuze nxa kuthiwa tshaya omunye umuntu nifunde ukwala, bulala omunye umuntu nifunde ukwala. There is a statement that was made by Nelson Mandela etshela amadoda akhe ukuthi hambani liyelahla izikhali zenu elwandle, South Africa will not be built ngani nama-weapons, and then you come to build a rainbow nation. That statement resonated throughout South Africa. And up to date, there is at least some degree of tolerance between our South Africans.
Yeah, let me cut you. Short a little bit, Mr. Moyo. Can I cut you short a little bit? Let me take a call at AK Buffalo. Baba AK Buffalo, uyangizwa? Yeah, unjani AK Buffalo. Yeah, mfuna utubambe khonapho sizabuya kuwe sesixoxa sibili ukuthi usitshele ukuthi wena ubona njani ubudlwangudlwangu lobu obenzakala khona ngale eZimbabwe. So ubambe sibili siyaphenduka kuwe. Yeah, blessing. Bona zani isikhathi sethu.
I think maybe let's just allow Mr. Chuma to react briefly. Or
yes, God.
All right. please do stay on the line, Mr. Chuma, and also Mr. Mavhinga, and Mr. Moyo, you have a caller, right?
Yes, AK Buffalo Ubambe Konam. Mm-hmm.
Of course, for our radio listeners, it ends here. But remember, we are streaming live. And just go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.